This picture here is meant to show the issues, the discussion of the latency and the bandwidth of a network. So when we transmit information from one processor to another, you start the data off somewhere, it goes through a bunch of switch nodes, and then it ends up somewhere else at another processor. And that's the sort of pipelining of the data as it goes from one processor to another. So if you look at what the transmission time is, once you get it started, the data is just going to flow. So there's going to be some startup time, which is the time from the user to wake up, and the user decides to wake up the system and start the data here, till the first data point gets over to the final processor and lands up in the user buffer there. So that's the latency. The latency is the end-to-end time of the first bit getting from the initial processor to the final processor. And then after that, the data is just going to flow at a uniform rate. And so the total transmission time is a constant, which is called the latency, plus some another constant just times the number of bits or the number of bytes transmitted. And so this thing is the inverse of the bandwidth. And the startup time involves two components. One, if you like, is the amount of time it spends actually running over the wires and through the switches here. And the other time is the startup time here and the processing time here. So for most systems, the latency is dominated by here and here and doesn't have much to do with what goes on in the middle. And